Hello.
Hello, how you doing? Am I speaking with Lydia?
Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you so much. My name is Oscar, and we are calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. About issues facing your community and the nation, mainly naming the politics, inflation, healthcare.
Okay, that's fine.
Very well. Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Let's continue. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race, please? What is your race?
I'm actually biracial.
Correct, but which one do you identify with the most? White, African-American, Latino, Asian, Native American?
African-American.
Thank you so much. I know it's still a long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president and Congress? Will you
definitely vote?
Definitely vote. Okay. Thank you. And for the statistical purposes, so we know we are speaking with different age groups, what is your age, please?
57.
57. Thank you so much. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote. 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number from 0 to 10. 10. Thank you so much. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Some people care a lot about politics, while politics is less important to other people. How important would you say is politics to your personal identity? Is it very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
Very important.
Very important. Thank you so much. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Strong Democrat. Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm dissatisfied.
Just dissatisfied. Okay.
Yes.
The option, very well. When you hear about inflation and the rising cost, who or what do you blame the most? Could it be big businesses and corporations and price gouging and greed? Do you blame the Biden administration and their policies, Republicans in Congress, the Federal Reserve rising interest rates, or do you blame the COVID pandemic?
I blame corporate greed.
Corporate greed, big business and corporate price gouging and greed. Very well.
Oh, correct.
Very well. I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress to refocus on. For each, I want you to rate it on a scale from 0 to 10, how important of an issue it is for you that you had your member of Congress to refocus on. Use 10 if it is the most important, 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it's not important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first issue mentioned here is creating more jobs and raising wages. How important is that to you?
Like 9.
9, thank you. Second issue is making housing more affordable.
That's a 10.
That's a 10, all right. And ensuring our borders are secure.
That's not that important to me, like a 2.
2, okay.
Yes.
Fighting back against racism and discrimination.
A 10.
10, okay. Reforming the criminal justice system to address sentencing reform and stop racial profiling.
10.
10, well, thank you. Let's move on. And reducing crime.
Well, that's important, too. That's 8, you know. But
an 8, very well. Yeah. But it won't be paramount. Very well. Is your opinion that matters? Switching gears a little. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve of him.
And would you say you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
I strongly approve.
Strongly approve. Thank you, ma'am. And do you approve or disapprove of the way the Democrats in the U.S. Senate are handling their jobs?
I somewhat approve.
Strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. Sure. Thank you so much. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people in our organization using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, and you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of a person or organization, please say so. How do you feel about Donald Trump from 0 to 100?
0.
0, that's a 0, okay. How do you feel about Marianne Williamson?
I've never heard of that person.
Marianne Williamson, never heard of her very well.
Correct.
Let me enter the proper code. And how do you feel about Joe Biden?
75,
very well. How do you feel about Tim Scott?
I've never heard of that person.
Never heard of them, very well. How do you feel about MAGA Republicans?
I really don't have an opinion on that because I don't get into that. That's not something that I'm on.
All right. So you want to enter an opinion?
Yeah, I don't have an opinion about that.
An opinion about MAGA Republicans, all right. Next one is an organization as well, a Black PAC or Black PAC. How do you feel about them, if you are familiar with it?
I'm not familiar with them.
Never heard of that group, Black PAC?
No.
Very well. So never heard of them. Let's move on. Thank you, ma'am. I know it's a still long way off. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Cornel West, would you vote for Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or Cornel West?
Joe Biden,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden,
thank you, ma'am. I know it's a repetitious, but they want to make it clear.
Oh, I understand.
Now let me ask you. Which candidate did you vote for in the 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you, ma'am. Almost there. How worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes to black people in America today? Would you say you are very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
What's going on now? Very worried.
Okay. Sure. Now suppose there were two different candidates running for office. All other things being equal, please tell me which candidate you are more likely to support. Candidate B, who says that if elected to the U.S. Senate, they will fight against racism and discrimination in America, protect voting rights, stop Republicans from trying to rig elections, stop banning books on slavery, and reform policing to outlaw racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable. Or candidate A, who says that if elected to the U.S. Senate, they will fight to make healthcare more affordable, relieve student debt, make the wealthy pay their fair share in taxes, and invest in creating more manufacturing and construction jobs and grow the economy. All other things being equal, are you more likely to support candidate A, who is focused on jobs and affordability, or candidate B, who is focused on fighting discrimination and protecting the right to vote?
B.
B? And would you say B. you are, sure. And would you say you are much more likely to support B or just somewhat more likely?
Somewhat
more likely, okay. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administrations are doing? Have you heard a lot, some? A little or nothing at all?
A lot.
A lot, okay, very well. And has what you have seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
um, probably less favorable towards them.
All right. The options will be somewhat more unfavorable or much more unfavorable.
I'm gonna have to go with more.
Much more?
Yes.
Okay, very well. Much more unfavorable then. Mm-hmm. I want to read you some things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important that is to you. First, made the largest investment in repairing our nation's bridges and roads in over 50 years, helping to improve transportation for both businesses and everyday Americans. Expanded broadband to low-income communities, creating more jobs and making America more competitive. How important is that to you, man? Very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
Somewhat important.
Somewhat important. Cut black unemployment to under 5%, the lowest ever in recorded history. How important is that to you?
Very important.
Very? Okay. Important. Established Juneteenth as a federal holiday to commemorate the end of slavery. How important would you say is that to you?
It's somewhat important.
Somewhat important. Provided rental assistance to over 10 million people to help keep them in their homes.
Very important.
Very important. Very well. Let's move on. Let's start wrapping things up quickly. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 3 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Options are strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
I somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Thank you, ma'am. I'm going to read you some reasons, actually two statements, some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that is very convincing reason to vote. 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason. 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to vote in 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 and 10. After these two statements, we'll be wrapping things up very quickly. We are facing the largest threat to our rights and freedoms from extremists since the 60s. They attack reproductive rights, our voting rights, our history, by trying to ban books on slavery and even attack the U.S. Capitol on January 6th to overturn the will of the people and keep Trump in office. Where does this stop? We cannot accept this as the new normal. We must use our political power to fight back and send a message to MAGA Republicans that we aren't going back to Jim Crow. How convincing do you find that statement from 0 to 10?
10.
10, okay, one more. Republicans are trying to weaken our social safety net and have made it clear that they are willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while also raising the retirement age for future retirees. Some even have suggested forcing Social Security recipients back to work to get them off of quote entitlements programs, ignoring that they spend a lifetime earning and paying for those benefits. We must vote to protect the retirement security of ourselves and of our parents and grandparents. How convincing do you find that statement?
Very.
So from 0 to 10?
10.
10, thank you, ma'am. You must give me a number. That's the way, you know, the quality control is. Very well. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting next year presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year. 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
10.
I mean, you said 10. Very well.
Mm-hmm.
And what stood out to you the most from the arguments you just heard? In your own words, what stood out the most that will, you know, compel you to vote next year?
I think...
So I can answer it here.
I think that what is happening to America is horrible. I mean, America is not... they voted that food wasn't a human right. And I just think that's so wrong. The people that are in charge of things, who are actually in charge, not necessarily the president, but I'm talking about Congress and Senate, those people have to be voted out in addition to just the president, because they're making this country horrible. I mean, their children here, we live in one of the richest countries, and nobody should be hungry here in this country. And it's atrocious that is happening every day.
Very well. So the reasons are because of the people in Congress and Senate are not doing the job, you say, right?
Correct.
Correct. Very well. I will enter that as well. But of the arguments presented in the survey, anything that stood out, like, you know, the accomplishments of the government?
Mm-hmm. I think that we have to work to change some of the laws, because I live in Texas and they're taking away people's rights to do things. I mean, you have to decide, you know, some situations are not a prime atmosphere to be in, and people are having to make choices, life and death choices.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm entering. I think we have to work to change some of the laws and prevent them, people's rights from being taken away. Would that be close enough?
Yes.
Okay.
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 Hello?
Yes, I'm just entering the information into the service, just choosing the correct words.
Okay.
You have to be clear. Okay, very well. I think we have to work to change some of the laws and prevent people's rights from being taken away from them. Would that be
correct?
Okay? Okay, let's move on. Entering this. Thank you, ma'am, for your patience. And let's finish the survey. I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps. For each, please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. Like Apple News, have you used it in the last 2 days?
No.
No? How about TikTok?
Yes.
Yes. Facebook?
Yes.
Snapchat?
No.
YouTube?
No.
Oh, no. That's a no, okay. Instagram?
Yes.
And Twitter?
No.
Don't use Twitter. Okay, very well. In the last 2 days, I meant. Okay. So.
But I don't think it's called Twitter anymore. It's called X or something like that.
Yeah, they haven't updated that information. Yeah, it's called X.
Oh, okay. Well, then yes, I have. Then yes, I have.
Okay, so you have. Very well.
Yes.
X. I know it's one of my favorite apps, though. Switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for the statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, ma'am?
A college graduate.
Okay, would that be a bachelor's degree?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Married, thank you so much. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Yes, you do. Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Moderate. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
There's
nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any?
Less than half.
Less than half, okay.
Yeah.
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural area?
Suburban.
Suburban. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Where one of or more of your grandparents are born outside of the United States?
No.
Talking about grandparents, okay, no.
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
No. And how about you? Were you born outside of the United States, or yes or no?
No.
No, thank you so much. This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation, man, and your valuable time. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye.